This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Public transit is considered an essential service during the pandemic. People in Michigan are living under a stay-at-home order, and buses in Detroit are now free. But drivers are worried, with at least one bus driver confirmed to have died from COVID-19. 136 are in quarantine. WDET's Eli Newman reports.
It's the last stop for Roderick Nash. It's been a slow Sunday, but the bus driver is still working.
Unfortunately, I have a job. You know, it's in the service industry, and I must serve the citizens of Detroit.
There's a small crew wiping down the insides of the buses coming through the Rosa Parks Transit Center. Nash is wearing an N95 respirator mask. He says coronavirus has put his job on the front lines.
This is death walking around out here, and nobody's taking it serious, and I think that is unfortunate.
Other bus drivers say they felt the city was not doing enough to protect them from the disease. One morning in mid-March, many employees called in sick and forced the whole city transit system to shut down. Detroit increased its cleaning to resolve the one-day strike. And buses are now free to ride during the outbreak, so passengers won't come close to drivers at the fare box. The city expects to lose $450,000 a week as a result. Glenn Tolbert is the president of the Amalgamated Transit Union, Local 26.
We need to be safe not to take it home to our families, not to give it to the public. So we needed the buses clean.
Tolbert later tested positive for COVID-19 himself. The city has also reduced the frequency of pickups and is giving masks out to passengers. The Detroit Department of Transportation estimates ridership is down more than 60% from the usual 85,000 riders a day. A casino is letting bus drivers and other essential city workers sleep in its hotel for free so they can prevent spreading the disease to their families at home. But for one bus driver, some of these changes came too late.
Hey, look, listen, man, let me say something.
Jason Hargrove posted a video on Facebook about a woman he said was openly coughing on the bus he was driving.
I feel violated. I feel violated for the folks that was on the bus when this happened.
Hargrove died from COVID-19 2 weeks later. In Detroit, I'm Eli Newman for Marketplace.